Hi. Hey guys, welcome back to Unapologetic Hoodie. It's Hoodie in the building. Today I'm not alone, but first thing first, thank you very much for listening to the previous one on depression and loneliness. But I know I promised you guys that we're gonna have people talk on it, on friendships and depression. But then hey, something came up and I decided to surprise you guys with my newly found favorite person. I don't know, but she's here. She's going to tell you guys about herself, where she's from, and what she's up to, and everything. And her name is Ditebogo. Hi, Ditebogo. How are you? And welcome to my podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, Ditebogo is happy to be here, I guess. I don't know.
I am, though.
Okay, guys. I found her on Twitter. She has this cool thing, you know, happening. I think you're going to love it because I know I love it. So, obviously, if I love it, you guys are going to love it. But anyway, she has an event coming up. I don't know if it's an event or it's what, but she'll correct me. But it's about conversations with mom. Hashtag conversations with mom. Can you please tell us about conversations with mom? How did you come about it? You know, what inspired you to start it, actually? How did that go about?
Okay, so you are correct that conversations with mom is an event, but I think I'm looking at it beyond just being the event that's happening on the 11th of May. How it started is that I found myself in a very, in a tricky situation, and relationship-wise, I was in a tricky situation, and I was like, it's very weird how we can talk to our parents about a lot of things, and they can engage with us about school things, about a couple of other things, but they won't talk to you about relationships. They won't guide you and say, this is how you must deal with relationships. They don't tell you that toxic relationships exist, and they don't tell you how you can maneuver on toxic relationships. They don't give you that sort of guidance when it comes to relationships. They're just there to advise you that, hey, this is a good friend, don't do that, this is not a good friend, that type of thing. But they don't, in essence, get into like the soul of relationships. So I thought that was a very like important thing that we have to discuss with our moms, our sisters, our aunts, the same way we discuss anything else. And I felt like it was something that is not happening in a lot of households. I couldn't talk about it with my mom, I couldn't talk about it with my stepmom, couldn't talk about it with my aunt or anything like that. And it cut me a bit deep, and I was like, okay, let's have a conversation with mom where we actually discuss these, the soul of relationships and everything. Relationship.
Okay, I like that. Oh, okay. I need to prepare myself, you know, for the conversation.
With my deep mom, conversations, you know? Yes. Yeah.
Because you're right when you're saying that we struggle with talking to our parents about relationships, because I know myself. Yeah. But what do you think we're going to achieve in this? Like, we're going to come to conversations with mom event, and then we're going to talk about it. But then what happens when my mom or someone's mom is not there, but you know, there's older people? Obviously, when I get there, I'll be able to talk to them. But then what happens when I go home? Do I take what I've learned at the event back home and practice it with my parents, or what? Do I just leave it where I've learned, or what's the main goal about you bringing us to this event?
I think it's different for everyone else. Everyone else is going to take something different from the event. I don't want it to be an exclusively like mom-daughter thing. That's how I left it open. But then I think it is a thing of, if you're in need of advice in regards to relationships, if you feel like you're stranded, you don't know what to do anymore, but if you don't know what to do and how to navigate relationships, especially in the 21st century where everything is just more difficult, come to the event and hear what people have to say. Hear people share their stories about how they navigate their own relationships, how they deal with relationships and everything. And you can decide if you want to take it back home and practice that. If you as a person want to change the way you deal with relationships, because there's some truths that people don't want to hear about relationships, especially relationships themselves, relationships, their way of relationshiping. I don't really know. But there's a lot of things that people don't want to accept and don't want to internalize. And I think that it's going to give them a platform to fully like embrace or internalize. Okay. That and learn more about themselves as well, because I think a lot of us don't know we don't have a relationship with ourselves, we don't have that self-love, and it's very difficult when people are like, you must love yourself, what does that even mean, you know? So having those like conversations and those talks and stuff, I think that's very important. And I think if people want to take different things out of the event,
okay, guys, better bring your notebooks because we're going to be taking notes. We're going to be taking notes. Okay, I love the focus on relationships, but then I want to know, are we only going to be focusing on relationships? Because I know already we can talk to our parents about school. Mm. We can talk to our parents about stuff like friendships and whatever. But then what happens when you have depression, there's a lot of things at school, obviously, but our parents never really allow us to talk to them to that point where we can say, yo, I can't do it anymore. Mm. Are we going to be having those conversations there, or are we only going to be focusing on relationships?
No, I think everything links back to relationships, because when you talk about depression, when you talk about all those things, that is sort of a relationship that you have with yourself, because then you're obviously struggling with something, and you also the relationship you have with people. So it's not necessarily a thing of, you're not depressed in isolation of people. You need people to come and help you deal with these things. You need people to help you and support you, and you need people to understand when you're going through something, like how, I don't know if it makes sense, but then when you need people there, you need a support system, and that's you having a relationship with someone that you can go and talk to them about certain things. But it's conversation with mom is not restricted to just relationship talk. It's a platform where I want women from different backgrounds, different generations, to come together and discuss. It's a free space where they can come and discuss whatever they feel like they need to discuss, because all of these things are not in isolation of each other.
That's true. Wow, guys, when people are sitting at home, I'm thinking, imagine coming up with something so deep. I know myself, I wouldn't have thought of something like this. So, obviously, conversations with mom, there's probably tickets, there's probably competitions, there's probably whatever. How can we get tickets, and how can we follow conversations with mom? Where can we find you, and all those things, can you please share with us where we can find you, your maybe social media handles, how we can buy tickets, and yeah.
Okay, so on Twitter, we are at Conversations with Mama, MOMMA, Conversations with Mama, and then on Instagram, it's at Convos with Mama, and then you can email us as well at conversationswithmom@gmail.com.
Okay, and how much are the tickets, Pella? We wanna buy.
So tickets are $120 each, and include a little gift, a thank you gift for attending this event.
You're getting gifts, guys.
Yeah,
we're gonna be getting gifts. So, yeah. Okay. I think I like that. Okay, let me put myself on the spot.
Do so. Put myself on the spot because you've got exciting things.
I wanna give away tickets. Right. Yeah. I already have 4 tickets.
Yeah.
But then I wanna add 2, so there can be 6.
Yeah.
Give away 2, 3. People that can bring their friends, mm-hmm. whatever. Do you think it's a great idea, or you're gonna be joining me, or you're gonna have some friend Nyana join me in this, you know?
I want to challenge a lot of people to actually, because I know that our reach is very limited.
Yes.
Other people have, the more of us that get involved in this, the more people can attend. So I definitely want to challenge other people to get tickets, and then let's have a competition about it. Okay. But I also am very excited. I also want to do the same thing. I want people definitely to come. I want people to come and to know about the event, and I think a lot of us need it.
Okay.
So I definitely, competition wise, I'm in very agreement, and I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm thinking about it a lot of times, and I'm trying to approach people to be like, hey, join us, help us get a lot of people, get reach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are guys allowed to also buy tickets for maybe their little ones, or buy tickets and just also run competitions, or just sponsor, you know, like for example, for me personally, maybe because I want to do a competition, maybe guys buy tickets, maybe 2 or 1, and then we also do a competition for them.
Definitely.
Or
that would actually, yes, guys can definitely, because I know my dad is sponsoring like 4 tickets.
Wow.
Already. So then, I think guys are more than welcome to buy tickets for their loved one, their female loved one. Because it's a no guys event, unfortunately. I want it to be an open space where women can share.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
There's a lot of things where that you can't share with your boyfriend or a significant other there, and you just want to vent and be like, this is, you know, this is how it's very difficult. And I think, because I think the main reason why I did this event is also because my mom was I had to talk about cheating with my mom, and she was like, you don't leave when your man cheats on you. You make a zella. And I'm like, for what? Not now. So I think also having those conversations about like what it means to make a zella, and why are we make a zelling, especially
why
as like 20,
oh, wow.
In the 21st century. No. So I think it's those things where we need to have like such conversations, and it's something that obviously we can't do with our loved ones there, because they obviously gonna be like, yeah, you must be Gazela. No, I agree with you.
I really don't agree with you, because I'm definitely one person who does not campaign for Begazela. No.
What
no,
is to Begazela?
No,
like,
not
no.
Begazeli, yeah. We done Begazeli back in the 1900s. Yeah. No, not now. But yeah. Then, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Debo. Obviously, you have, aside from conversations with mom, you have your own social media platforms where, because I'm gonna be running a competition, obviously people need to tag you and stuff like that. Where can we find you?
So on Twitter, my my
at
my I'm at Dabuho underscore Libya. So D Dabuho, not Dabuho, because people always get confused. So it's D Dabuho underscore Libya underscore. On Instagram it's Debu UU, so it's TEBUU underscore Libya. And what else is there?
Yeah, those are the things that are just fine. You want people on Facebook as well.
No, no, but then it's fine. I think it's fine because we did have, we have an event of it on Facebook as well.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, people aren't on Facebook anymore though. So I think it's for like the older generation.
Oh, you tried to make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so on, okay. If you want to find me on on Facebook, it's Ditebogo Caroline Rivera.
Oh, okay. I will definitely, you know, hit you up. You guys, please check the hashtag Conversations with Mom, where you can find about the speakers that are going to be there and the exciting things that are going to be happening there, because I know myself, I am looking forward to this.
And enter the competitions.
Yes, yes, please enter the competition. The competition, I think, will be live next week. I'm still planning. I still need to do some planning, because I have to get more tickets so that it's not only a few tickets, because I really want to, you know, see this become a success, because, you know, women to women, we need to be able to talk about such things. And I think we're gonna have to leave it there with the Debo. And if you guys, you know, want to ask her questions, you can obviously hit her up, and she will be answering everyone, I think.
Yes, I will.
I don't think she'll be rude. She was not rude to me. So I don't think she's rude to anyone. So please hit her up and ask her questions, and please buy tickets. They are 120, and you'll be getting gifts. Yes, guys, gifts. Gift pack. Thank you, gift pack.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on the 11th.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time. Bye. See you guys on the timeline.